1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully your morning is off to a wonderful start over the weekend. Just got into some action all over the place. Had to get into some fall fun, you know, go over to the farm and mess around with some pumpkins and stuff like that. But I'll be honest with you, man, my body, I don't know what it is. Maybe something about getting older, but like it just start the gaining allergies. Like I've never understood that before. I always had like very good allergies, never had any problems. The older I've been getting, I've had more allergies. It's usually like once in the spring and then once in the fall, winter. So I'm like waiting for it, but I'm trying to protect myself, man. But that straw, like there's got to be something on the straw, like that, the hay barrels. I don't know what it is, man, but if like it gets on my skin immediately just starts breaking out. I don't know if they put some chemicals on that bad boy or what the heck they did, but like my arms are breaking out over the place. I'm going to be swimming in calamine lotion pretty soon. Just going to be taking a bathtub full of calamine lotion. That's literally going to be the solution to all of our problems. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So if you hung out with us last week, we spoke to the new owners of the Kalamazoo State Theater. And we got into a little bit of, you know, how they purchased the building and what their plans are really for the future, because they're already talking to contractors and getting the refurbishings going because they want to get this bad boy open. They didn't lock down a specific date that they were going to be opening. I got the feeling that they want to be open for next year because, of course, 2027 is the 100-year anniversary of the opening of the Kalamazoo State Theater. So up here on the 107.7 RKR app, got a list of people that we asked our audience on our Facebook who they'd like to see. We got a ton of different results. Got some local bands, local musicians. You know, we got the Gasoline Gypsies. Of course, we got, you know, Jack White. Got some national artists, too, like ZZ Top, Jason Isbell. A lot of great bands that people suggested to be booked for the Kalamazoo State Theater. And that's one thing that the owners wanted to know was, you know, who do you want to see? We want to know from the people who you want to see. So 978-1077. Let me know who you guys want to see at the Kalamazoo State Theater when they finally reopen. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. A deep cut from an album you need to seek out is this compilation of Mari Sol, the first international Puerto Rico pop festival, which took place in 1972. Considered a major disaster after several accidental deaths and a murder took place, the album itself features amazing tracks from the Allman Brothers, B.B. King, and the Jay Giles Band. Strangely, Black Sabbath and Fleetwood Mac were set to perform, but their appearances were canceled last minute. It's a great compilation and one you really need to experience. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Always cool when you see local people on national television, especially the competition shows. There's a Battle Creek native who has advanced on the hit TV show The Voice. So if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can check this out right now about this Battle Creek native, Austin, who is going to be on The Voice. He's going to be entering as a contestant on season 28, he announced that way back. He's a Curtin student at Western Michigan University. Jack Austin, he's still crushing it, man. He's still getting through this competition. I saw three chairs turn, and now the former Lakeview High School graduate is going to continue his dream to be on the next Voice, possibly the next Voice champion. So he, Austin announced on Facebook that he was going to appear on the TV show on September 22nd. And he gave a kind of a smooth rendition of This Town. And Reba McEntire, Michael Bublé, Nah Horan, they all were digging it. So you can open up the 107.7 RKR app. Follow this dude's journey. Maybe you can pull out the big W. That'd be huge for Southwest Michigan. And let's be honest, that'd be huge for Battle Creek, too. That'd be massive. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by a legendary actor who's on his new stand-up comedy tour, My Crazy Ex-Wife. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Tom Arnold. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Great, Tom. How you been, man?
Oh, bid well.
Heck yeah, dude. I'm looking forward to this new tour that's coming coming our way, December 12th at the Vault Saginaw and January 23rd and 24th at One Night Stands Comedy Club, Waterford Township. Tickets are on your website, TomArnold.com. Tell us about this upcoming tour, man. What can guests expect on this go-around?
Well, I started in May, been to a bunch of different towns. I wanted to make sure I haven't done an official tour in many years before COVID, but I thought, well, I wanted to reflect my current life. You know, I'm a 66 and a half year old single dad with a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. And I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting life I have. And I talk a lot about that, but I also talk about the show business stuff. You know, I've been in 150 movies, 4 good ones. And then I talk a little bit about some personal stuff that people may know about, historical stuff, except I have details that perhaps they don't remember. But my Crazy Ex-Wife comedy tour, people are like, oh, I know which Crazy Ex-Wife that's about. Roseanne. And I'm like, she's not even close to my craziest ex-wife. Because Roseanne and I never had kids together. You know, the worst thing she did was go on Saturday Night Live and say, Tom Arnold has a 3-inch penis. Which is confidential information, man. You know, she's supposed to take that to the grave, you know. But even a 747 looks small when it flies over the Grand Canyon. So everything is in perspective. But my fourth ex-wife, you know, we did have kids together. And also, you could have 3 ex-wives and still kind of go, women, buddy, women. But if you have 4 ex-wives, you go, oh, my God, it's me. And it is me 100%. So, yeah, my fourth ex-wife. We had kids. Usually people get divorced. They say, I hate you, but I love the kids more. And I can tell you that doesn't always happen. So my son's like, Daddy, why don't you have a Lambo? And I'm like, Son, I could have a Lambo, but 8 years ago I got you guys. And Ford is very expensive. But I wouldn't trade a thing for it. I wouldn't trade a thing. What a blessing they are.
You've done a lot of firsts, too. You finished directing your first film, which is The Breakup Pill. Yeah.
By the way, it wasn't my intention to direct it.
Okay.
We were going to film it in January in the Pacific Palisades. I was just going to act in it and get paid because I really need the money. The fire happened, which was an awful thing, the Palisades. It burned all of our sets. A lot of our friends lost their homes. So they said, we'll do it in March. And then March came around, and then they had to fire the director. And they said, we're going to have to push it to summer. And I said, no, if it stays on track, I will direct it. And so I did, and surprisingly, it came out well. You know, my daughter read the script when she first found out I was directing it. And then there's a part for me here, Dad. She's 9. The flower girl. And I looked at it, and I said, yeah, you know what? You could do that, and then your friend Millie could do it. She's like, no, just Millie's booty, Dad. I think I should do my first movie alone, which is hilarious. So she did that, and she did, you know, so cute, did a great job. And then on the way home then, I was like, I want to come back to the set with you tomorrow, Dad. I go, well, there's no parts, you know. I don't think there's any extras. I don't, you know, she goes, oh, can I wear a hoodie and walk in the background? Like, this is pretty great. As I said, you could come to work with me. It's going to be very boring. You have to sit in hair and makeup, because I have to be on the monitor out there. And she loved it. I'd look over and see a golf cart coming towards me. It'd be her driving it. So had a great cast. It comes out next year, early next year.
Heck yeah, man. December 12th at the Vault Saginaw and January 23rd, 24th, One Night Stands Comedy Club in Waterford Township. Tickets go to TomArnoldComedy.com. Tom, always great pleasure talking to you, man. Best of luck on the tour and in the future, and we'll catch you at one of these Michigan shows for sure. I'll come up and say hi.
Oh, please do. Thank you, buddy.
We go way into depth about Tom's career and some of the movies that he's done. The full interview is available on demand now on the 1077 RKR app. You can download 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I think the recent success of the Detroit Lions has the fan base cooled down just a little bit. Now, we all know that football fans are definitely the most hot-headed fans out there based on the number of fist fights that take place by just wanting to enjoy watching grown men play a children's sport. But a recent study was put out, and we've got this up on the 1077 RKR app, which is funny because I really think that because of the recent success from the Detroit Lions that the Lions fans have cooled down a little bit. In fact, as far as like being foul-mouthed on the internet is concerned, the Detroit Lions ranked as the 21st worst team fan base as far as cussing is concerned, at least on social platforms, which is not bad considering there's like, what, 32 football teams and we're ranked 21st. However, there's something going on apparently in Indianapolis, in Indiana, particularly because the Colts fans were found to be the most foul-mouthed, and the Cincinnati Bengals fans were apparently supposed to be the most negative fandom. But to be fair, I'd be pissed off if I was from Ohio, too. No.